is your afternoon news, sport and weather for Friday the 11th of April. I'm John Baker. China has today said it would raise tariffs on US goods to 125%, but would ignore any further levies by President Donald Trump because it no longer makes economic sense for importers to buy from America. China has accused Trump of causing turbulence in the markets with the sweeping tariffs he announced and said the United States should bear full responsibility for the chaos that has ensued. Six people, including three children, were killed after a helicopter operated by a tourist company crashed into the Hudson River in New York, authorities have reported. The dead include the pilot and a family of five from Spain, believed to include two executives from Siemens. Luxembourg's first participation in the EU's Gaza medical evacuation program has succeeded despite logistical hurdles, though officials confirm no further transfers are planned due to capacity limits. The patients arrived in Luxembourg on Thursday via Romania through the EU coordinated medical evacuation framework. Although the Ministry of Health views this initial operation positively, the long-term status of the evacuees remains undetermined. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency said a pre-dawn Israeli strike on Friday killed 10 members of the same family, including seven children, in the southern city of Yan Yunis. The Israel military said it was looking into the attack, adding in a separate statement that it had struck approximately 40 terror targets across Gaza over the past day. Luxembourg's emergency services, the Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps, responded to three separate incidents Thursday evening, including a multi-vehicle fire and two crashes that resulted in injuries. The first incident occurred at around 6 p.m. in Chutrange, where four vehicles caught fire near the local church. It has since been confirmed that these vehicles in fact belong to the CGDIS. Also, a motorcyclist sustained injuries in a crash between Kruchten and Colmerberg at 7:45. And finally, there was a car crash between Beauvange-Attert and Bissen at around 9:30 p.m., resulting in one injury. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.rtl.lu. Sports now, and starting with a roundup of last night's Europa League quarterfinal matches. Bodo Glimt beat Lazio 2-0, Olympique Lyonnais drew 2-2 with Manchester United, Glasgow Rangers against Atletico Bilbao stayed at 0-0, and Tottenham Hotspur drew 1-1 with Frankfurt. In other football news, Liverpool fans will be delighted to learn that Mohamed Salah has agreed a deal that will keep him at Liverpool for another 2 years. And finally, in golf, the Masters started yesterday and England's Justin Rose currently tops the leaderboard, having nearly broken the Augusta course record, carding a 7-under 65, which puts him 3 clear. With the wind fading, it has felt warmer today with blue skies and a current temperature of 13 degrees, which will rise to around 20 degrees later.